In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor calls attention to coal ash pollution and efforts to control it.
If the phrase coal ash brings to mind no specific image for you, think back to December 2008. That's when the most massive coal ash spill in U.S. history inundated homes, buried farmland, and fouled rivers near a power plant outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. The photos and video of that disaster made plain for all to see the inadequacy of the safeguards that were supposed to protect people and wildlife from coal ash pollution. While the Tennessee spill was the biggest to date, it was not an isolated incident. Significant failures of coal ash impoundments have also occurred in Georgia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania in recent years. And it represents only the most obvious way hazardous materials from coal ash contaminate the environment. In less dramatic fashion, pollutants from coal ash stored at dump sites around the country contaminate the environment on a daily basis as they are carried away to neighboring land by the wind, migrate into groundwater, or flow off directly into lakes and streams. Most significant among these are chemicals that can sicken or kill people when they occur in drinking water. How big a problem is this? Very big. The waste produced by burning coal, primarily at power plants, is second only to household garbage as a component of the American waste stream, 131 million tons per year. Illinois is currently the eighth largest generator of coal ash, but our state enjoys the dubious distinction of having more sites than any other, 12, where contamination from coal ash has been documented in nearby water. Our state is also home to two ash ponds that Illinois EPA deems high-hazard facilities, which means there is potential for dams to fail and unleash coal ash on downstream communities. According to Tracy Barkley, watershed resources scientist with the Champaign-based conservation group Prairie Rivers Network, the current system of regulating coal ash on a state-by-state basis has enabled polluters to avoid the cost of handling this material as the hazardous waste that it is. She points out there's no statewide requirement to track or monitor where it is generated or where it is disposed of. Further, she adds, if coal ash is disposed of on-site at a power plant or in a coal mine or quarry, no permit is required and only a limited review of threats to water is conducted. Changes in the offing, though. After years of effort from citizens and public interest groups to document and publicize the threats posed by coal ash pollution, the U.S. EPA is poised to adopt one of two new policy options. One of these, which is backed by the coal and electric utility lobbies, would essentially allow for a continuation of the current system. The other, which has been promoted in Illinois by a coalition including Prairie Rivers Network, the Sierra Club, and Earth Justice, would effectively regulate coal ash as hazardous waste. There are two ways to let U.S. EPA know where you stand on this question. One is to join citizens from all over the Midwest to speak out at a public hearing that will be conducted in Chicago next Thursday, September 16th. The other is to submit written comments to EPA through their website. A link to that page and details about the hearing in Chicago are available at the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Department of Landscape Architecture.